We will be doing the technical. Most people are old hat now, although for some reason, Taylor still needs a 30 minute to an hour session of like how to stream.
Okay, so Joe won't fill out a form and I ask for technical help every year. So it's again, we have to keep these traditions going in our 15th year. This is where, and then in the 15 seconds before I'm supposed to start our show, I have a complete emotional nervous breakdown that happens every year. And Taffy and Rodan make fun of me.
And it's funny because, I mean, you guys do. First of all, I don't think you've ever had any problems like Big Fatty where literally there's silence. I don't think you've had that happen, but
no.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't think you've ever had any problems like Big Fatty.
Again, we have to keep these traditions going.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4051 of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of August 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend and catch you up on the last couple of days. Big Fatty, it sounds, well, exciting.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Hello, catcher-uppers. Big Fatty, you still trying to catch up from the weekend. It's true. And, you got to be careful because, the weekend can catch up on you and, maybe some... I won't mention delayed vomiting or anything like that. Big Fatty, did you upchuck? No, it wasn't me. Let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, y'all wishing us good morning today. Y'all, that was at Moose Pea. And then, of course, as always, a clip from the enormous boys, Holly and Casey. Yes, Big Fatty, they sent you that lovely... sympathy card for your birthday. Yes, they did. And y'all, then the last voice you heard was Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Sick. Yes, Big Fatty, the very generous Moose P and Phoenix Dave with their celebration of exiting the birth canal gift, as it's true. So, there you have it. Y'all, you can send your good morning greeting to Big Fatty. Just send it to Ruin at BigFattyOnline.com.
Wake up, sunshine. Share this baby.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 16th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have known this fella for many, many years. Used to live out there on the left coast and the Oregon, and he's... Y'all, ever since listening to the BFO, he's had lots of things happen to him. But y'all, I think he's probably in a very good place right now. Y'all, you heard me talking about him just last week when he was wishing me a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's one of my straight boyfriends. You know, Straight Bob. Straight Bob was on Monday of this week. And y'all, then today it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of the one and only former Phil in Oregon. Big Fatty, we love Phil in Oregon, who's not there anymore, but he lives in a meatloaf state that we can't remember. It's true. But y'all, it's just Just interesting that all the straight men are after a big fatty. They're not after you anyway. But anyway, y'all, it warms the cockles of my big fatty. We don't want to hear anything about your cockles. But anyway, y'all, Phil, just beginning to retire, sold his business. So anyway, he'll be able to kick back and put his feet up, big fatty, as opposed to you, where you just kick back and put your leg. Never mind. So y'all, I don't know if Phil is on the Twix or the Meta. Everything's changed the name, so I'm confused. Big fatty, yeah, we'll go with that. The Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or any of those other places. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he has a big old piece of cake. And maybe he'll get his cockles warm. Big Fatty, I have become vulgar. Dear Gussie, y'all, I can't believe that I'm still telling you about the weekend. But I am. Y'all, I was on Saturday evening, and, you know, Durwood, I told you about Durwood falling in the old cement pond and scraping up his leg and all this kind of stuff. Well, y'all, that afternoon, I think I mentioned that the Atlanta Braves were having a doubleheader. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. So I was in the room, and I'd go back out to the hot dog down the hallway party and all. But, y'all, I couldn't stay out there in all that heat. And so, while I was in the room, the grin doctor, Herbert Weddy, and somebody that was there at the Hummer Hotel, and says, Big Fatty, tell me about this special chaya. And I said, well, thank you for calling. It's lovely, just lovely. I said, would you like to come enjoy the special chaya? He said, maybe. I went, all right. Well, anyway, I said, I'm interested if you are, so, you know, just let me know. And so he would, every once in a while, he'd say, having any luck with that special Cheyenne? No. And anyway, Granny and I went over to the bar and had a couple of cocktails, ran into... DJ Ron over there, and y'all, this is not a spoiler, but let's just say that DJ Ron and I had a little conversation about, I don't remember what we talked about, but anyway, we had a conversation, and you might get to hear it one of these days, but no spoilers, Y'all, I don't know why I'm so phlegmy. Big Fatty, is it the papas? No, I hadn't done any papas today. But anyway, got back to the room, and the second baseball game was on. And all of a sudden, this guy, Big Fatty, you got some time now for me to come by and check out that special chair? Y'all, the next thing I knew, this happened.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your Mystery Date.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, guy came by. He was, I would say he's in his late 30s and of Hispanic descent or Latin descent. And y'all, needless to say, it was just lovely. All we did was enjoy the special chaya, and there may have been a discharge. Be ready, we don't need to hear about any kind of discharges. Okay, well, I won't mention it. But it was lovely. It was just lovely. And I went back to the sports ball game after that, and that was it, y'all. We got up Sunday morning. Durwood, by the way, Durwood sobered up enough. I think I told you about that he was like a little rat in a maze, running around in the maze. Yes, Big Fatty, I thought I heard some bobo honking. Well, anyway, Granny, of course, is up at the crack of dawn, and so right at 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. in the morning, exactly. You awake? I get a textimonium, and I said yes. And next thing I know, there's a knock at the door. He's standing outside my door when he sends that message, because you know he gets up at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you know, he just creeps around. Yes, we made it kind of like the nip. But anyway, so I said, we're gonna eat breakfast here. He goes, yes. And I said, okay. I said, is Durwood coming? He goes, well, I'll go ask him. He was up moving. Granny went and told Durwood, we're going to breakfast. And so Durwood says, okay, I'll jump in the shower. You know, we're going, well, why the fuck is he jumping in the shower just to walk over to the poolside cafe? Y'all, he thought we were going to the Sunrise Grill. No, we did not do that. So we ended up having a little brofka sandwich and some coffee. And we had said a lot of our goodbyes on Saturday evening over at the bar and at the pool party, but we packed everything on up and y'all checked out, and Granny and I were on the road by I don't know, about 8:45, I guess. And, you know, got home, there were no incidents, incidi on the way back. Got home about 11:15 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was able to go online and make an appointment to have the windshield of Ruby Red replaced. Y'all, that's happening Thursday. In the afternoon, you know, they just give you a window. You get a window to get glass. And right soon after I got home, I went out and did some nipple walking and watered plants and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, my muscly gentleman caller, he goes, hey, Big Randy, can we get together soon? I said, yes. I said, just let me know when. He goes, thank you for calling. And then Sunday afternoon, recorded the LFC with old Veda. And then, of course, watched the Big Brother on Sunday night. Y'all, it was stupid. It was stupid. It's this nether regions thing. Y'all, it was... I liked the idea of figuring out clues. I mean, y'all, it's kind of like the OTEV, in that you had to figure out some clues and then go find the answer, or go where you think the answer is, and then the nether regions would come by and throw you out. It was coney. It was just coney. And, but anyway, I enjoyed watching it. And, Then on Monday, let's see, what did I do Monday? Basically, the same as always, old Veda stopped by to check on the elderly on Monday afternoon or early evening, I should say, and the nip emerged from his coffin and came down for a little visit, and he kind of caught me up on his weekend. Y'all, he was kind of left holding the bag or left with his pants down a couple of times over the weekend. Big fatted. But anyway, he's just, y'all, needless to say, a large amount of tequila was consumed by the nip over the weekend. And let's see. And then on Tuesday... y'all, I'm recording this a little bit early because I'm expecting Hortensia very soon. And y'all, a little bit of sad news for me. Veda called me just before I sat down to record the little show and told me that my college roommate died. And Big Fatty, I'm so sorry to hear it. And y'all, it was evidently something sudden. It wasn't a prolonged illness that I know of. They don't say in the newspaper what you die of. And well, Big Fatty, they'll say you'll die of either ruination or internal gas. Well, that's probably true. But anyway, y'all, he had just paid his deposit, and he died back in we died about the same time that Olive died, about 3 weeks ago or more. And he had just a few days before his demise, he had paid his deposit for our reunion that's coming up in November. And y'all, it's just I'm at a loss of words. Yes, Big Betty. And anyway, I don't know what to tell you, but y'all just tell people you love them, because you never know when the roll is called up yonder. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope it's a big fat yeast roll that's called, because I love those with the good Kerrygold butter. No, not that kind of. It's a different kind of roll. But y'all, that pretty much catches you up on the weekend and today. Big Fatty, you're still off a little bit on the timing of that closing music. Well, it's just, y'all, it's hot. It's just hot. Y'all, speaking of hot, yesterday afternoon, the heat index went up between 110 and 115 degrees, and about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, y'all, my dear, sweet neighbor, y'all, he was out there cutting his grass and edging and all that kind of stuff, and Big Fatty was edging outside, not that kind of edging. And y'all, he cut mine too, and I'm just so thankful for all of that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at State of the Station in Crooked Hat. What's your favorite part of...
I don't think you've ever had any problems like Big Fatty.
Again, we have to keep these traditions going.
Oh, well, we'll see. I guess the deadline's Friday. We'll see.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.